Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcaster named Sean Allen.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
ASAP, another Sean Allen podcast.
Yeah, so it's 1:30, 1:34 now, so I may go over there like around 2:30. And actually, yeah, shout out to everyone on Patreon. I see you. And actually, thank you all for the continued support. No, I'm not accept. Stop sending my link over because I'm not accepting new subscribers until I get all this in the back situated. You know, I want to get lighting and I want to get all that situated before I start accepting new subscribers, because that way I could raise the price. You know what I mean? You're actually looking at something. Yeah. So y'all keep asking me about PNB Rock. I don't know nothing about that. I'm from LA. I live here. I don't rob niggas. I've never been robbed before, knock on wood. I'm not a gangbanger. I got cousins and friends and homies that bang, but it's not my life. And I mean, you don't go to that part of town. Like, I could go, because I could go anywhere in LA and feel safe, right? I'm from here, but you just don't go to the east side. You go to the east side, like, if you have to. You don't go to the east side to go, like, to dine in and eat. You know what I mean? You go to the east side. How can I explain it? You just don't go to the east side. You just don't. There's nothing there. It's crowded. It's mad crowded. It's houses, apartments, stores. It's a city, right? It's like in the middle of LA, but it's just no reason for you, especially if you're not from here, to go over there. And then just, it's the most raggedy part of LA. If you want to keep it 100, it's, you know, you come over here on Crenshaw, it's development, it's new development. It's full of opportunity. It's nice. It's nice over here, right? When you come to Crenshaw and Slauson. So Crenshaw and Slauson, everybody knows Crenshaw and Slauson because they listen to rap music and seen movies and shit. Crenshaw and Slauson is like Beverly Hills compared to the east side. put it like that. I'm from here, so I got people over there, but you just don't. And then when I'm over there too, I know where I'm going. I know what I'm doing. I look like I belong. You know what I mean? I don't look all like weird and shit like a tourist, because that nigga's not from here. So why was he over there? I swear to God, actually, the day after, or the day of, like when he got murdered and everybody came, you know, the news and shit, everyone in LA, I asked everyone at work, in the studio, grocery store, I asked everyone, what was the first thing they thought? What was the first thing that came to their mind when they heard PNB got murdered? And the first thing they said, everybody from every walk of life, doctors, lawyers, like everybody, the first thing everybody said was, why was he over there? Why was he in that part of town? Does he know someone over there? Is there studios or work over? Like, that's the first thing everybody asked was, why was he over there in the first place? Actually, listen to this clip from Van Leyden.
So there are ones that are the touristy ones, mm-hmm. and then there are ones that are not the touristy ones, ones that belong to the hood. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. PNB Rock was at one of these, Roscoe's Chicken and Raffles at Manchester Avenue in South LA. Now that's on the east side, where, gotta be honest with you, goes down a little bit more, you know, than it does. I mean, how about this? I don't know why the fuck I'm beating around the bush. If you don't know the lay of the land over there, you shouldn't be over there. I'm just putting you straight up, and I'm not in any way saying that, like, this in any way is his fault. But that's one that I was surprised to see somebody of his stature being at that Roscoe's. He's 30 years old. He had been at the had been at the restaurant with his girlfriend.
I mean, that nigga, Van, he not even from here. He been in L.A. long enough, though. He been in L.A. long enough to know that you just don't fuck with that part of town. You know what I mean? Niggas hungry over there. And it's not the middle of L.A., because I see you in the comments saying, not the middle of L.A., but no, it's not the middle of L.A., but it's the middle of the east side of L.A. It's just out the way. It's not the middle of L.A., though. But it's not on the edge of L.A. L.A. is huge, right? It's the middle of urbanized black and brown L.A. Okay, the east side is the middle of, like, gang territory. So if there was a middle of, like, crack central or gang central, the east side is, that's the east side. And on the other side of the east side is Compton, Paramount, or Watts is right there. You know what I mean? And on the other side, on the west side of the east side, is like South Central and, you know, Inglewood, and you know what I mean? Yeah, so just look it up on the map. Manchester and Maine, you know, that whole area is just gang infested, crime infested, little to no new development. No opportunity. It's just, I don't know. So when you come out here to LA, I'm gonna take you over there. I see you in the comments. I went to that Roscoe a million times. So, I mean, but I'm from here though, right? Listen to this. This is from Simba from the Bay Area. I'm about to play this clip.
Moving around, of course, rest in peace to PNB.
Yes, sir.
But moving around, you know, you said you were in Trenton. You said you were in Vegas. You were in Atlantic City. You were in California. You've been in New York the last couple of days. Talk to the people about L.A. culture when it comes to the streets in L.A.
Definitely.
Sometimes I think people, when they go to L.A., it's sunny. It's beautiful. There's palm trees. There's nice cars.
Definitely.
Beautiful people. Expensive stores. But they don't understand that it could get nasty.
So the first thing you got to realize, I'm from the Bay Area. So the first thing I learned about L.A. is it's a difference between L.A. and Hollywood. A lot of us think Hollywood is L.A. Hollywood is not L.A. That's Hollywood. L.A. is something different. It's protocol. It's people you got to tap in with. You can't just move around L.A. thinking everything is going to be cool. Especially right now, you know, we just got out this pandemic. Niggas didn't hit for that PPP money.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't got them loans. They didn't created a new lifestyle, got new cars and new cribs, and they got to pay for this shit.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody outside looking for somebody to get. So we as artists, we got to be more responsible about the things we do. Like, security only costs, shit, $300-$400. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, make sure you got a security guard with you.
When you say tap in, you know, that term tap in has affected people for years, especially artists.
Because like, niggas got egos.
Right.
They got egos and too much pride. But I'm never too prideful to protect myself. I got a kid I got to get back home to. I got a mama. You know what I mean? So it's like, I'm never finna just be out here moving reckless or doing things that I just think I'm free. I got shit, $150,000 worth of jewelry on. I'm not just finna
I don't even know if you want to say that.
I wasn't wearing it last night at the Brooklyn Chop House.
That's right. You in the interview. That's real. That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm going to leave it to where it needs to be. It's like, I'm not trying to flex on nobody. To keep it real, I don't even like wearing this shit. It's just like a rapper costume for real. It's like a business card. You know what I mean? But I don't like wearing it because it's really kind of like a symbol of like stunting on your own people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we get money to show people I got more than you. And it's like, I think that's some lame shit. I think I'm going to stop wearing jewelry.
Of all the rappers and public figures that came out and spoke against, you know, the killing or the murder, that spoke up the killing or the murder of PNB Rock, Simba, shout out to Simba from the Bay Area. I think because of his proximity too, because he's from California, he said the most realest shit of anything, everybody, him and Van said the most accurate, realest shit of the whole thing. From Simba breaking down, like, the difference between LA and Hollywood. You know what I mean? Niggas come out here and they forget that there's some real people out here in LA that's ready to get it. However, whatever that means, you know what I mean? There's a difference between LA and Hollywood, you know what I mean? So, you know, just, and that's with any city, right? Another thing too, a lot of niggas is doing, I see on the comments, I don't know if I'm getting offended or anything like that, but LA is still, like, LA is not even in the top 50 of most dangerous cities in the country. You know what I mean? LA isn't. But we have high profile deaths, right? High profile deaths, meaning celebrities, rappers, you know, they die of overdose, they get shot, they get murdered. I mean, Phil Spector, remember Phil Spector? He murdered that actress. Betty White died, John Witherspoon, Michael Jackson. Celebrity, high profile deaths happen in LA. Hollywood, like all of them, right? So, I mean, Clarence Avant wife, high profile robberies, high profile deaths happen nowhere else but in LA. Hollywood, right? I mean, they happen everywhere else, but Hollywood, LA. So celebrities come here, right? People who sing, who rap, who act, who model, who make movies, who write movies, who TV shows, screenwriters, like everybody in the industry come to LA. So proximity, and, you know, they're more than likely to die here, right? And I mean, and their kids are born here, right? So like, but you know, we like to perpetuate violence and, on both sides, right? We like to perpetuate violence and act on violence or act with violence, and we like to perpetuate violence with creating this, you know, that rhetoric is very, very anti-black, so I'm trying to watch what I'm saying. But yeah, just look it up, man. Look up the FBI stats, crime stats. Look up the fucking, listen, don't be letting the internet rhetoric, just research shit yourself. Look shit up. It's, internet is free. It's a tool. It ain't free, but read and research. LA is not even in the top 50 worst cities in the country.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free
or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.